Dr. Michael Ball is a registrar in psychiatry and is with me now. Why has this move by yourself and also Dr. Alan Weiss ultimately proved unsuccessful?
So I suppose I should start by saying that Hunter New England Health have been incredibly supportive of this venture. We've been working on for almost 2 years now to get RTMS in available to public patients. The reason it's the money is available for us to buy a machine, it's been provided by the husband of a lady who committed suicide because she couldn't access TMS in New South Wales but had been accessing it free elsewhere. The reason it's failed is it seems that New South Wales Health has not been supportive of our venture, although, as I said, Hunter New England Health has done all they possibly could to help us get this available to the public patients.
All right, let's deal with the first part of this story. And you mentioned this young lady who was having TMS, that form of treatment, was having good results with her depression with that treatment?
Correct, yeah. So it had very much worked for her, and her husband needed to move to New South Wales for work, and she became depressed again and was looking for this treatment. But of course, unless she could pay out of her own pocket for treatment or was privately insured, could not obtain it in the public system in New South Wales.
At all?
At all.
Okay, so just describe for us, for those that aren't familiar with TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation, what's it look like? How does it work?
It looks like an old-fashioned 1980s hi-fi with a few components sometimes stacked on top of each other, or a single box with a wire going out to a small coil, I suppose about slightly bigger than an iPhone in size, but a fair bit thicker than that. And that coil has about 8,000 amps of current switched very rapidly through it. And what that does is that is held very close to your head, and it creates that change in current, causes a change in magnetic field. That change in magnetic field causes then another current to run in the nerves inside your brain. It's done while the patient sits in a chair or reclines in a chair, is wide awake. There's basically no pain involved, no need for anaesthesia. You can drive to the treatment and drive home.
And it's not ECT?
It's not ECT, although if I could mention, ECT is the gold standard in treatment. It is the best treatment we have, in my opinion, in mental health. It is a fantastic treatment. However, it does come at a cost. There are side effects with ECT potentially, and they can be that you have impaired cognition for some time, and occasionally, not often, occasionally you can have long-term loss of some memories. Modern ECT is much better than old-fashioned ECT, and we're experts here in the Hunter at it, and we monitor patients very, very closely. It has the potential side effects. In addition, you really need to be in hospital to have most of your ECT treatment. Plus, it's expensive. It requires at least two doctors in theatre and about three or four nurses in order to provide it. Whereas with TMS, there's no cognitive impairment. You can, as I said, you can drive to and from the treatment, and it's primarily an outpatient treatment, which can be administered by someone who's trained in it that's not a doctor. However, the patient should be regularly monitored by a doctor during the treatment.
How close did you and Alan Weiss get to achieving your goal and to have TMS as a treatment available to public patients?
So, as I said, Hunter New England Health, right up to the very top levels, were extremely supportive of this. And in fact, we took it to the New Interventional Procedures Committee, who, other than for the funding of it, said they approved of the treatment because it was completely safe. And it's well accepted worldwide. The thing is, you can go to many private hospitals and have the treatment. It's a very common treatment in most Western countries.